who says that it is true. He was in tears when he told me.
...of Hormuz. New York Times cites administration officials saying the U.S. president chose clandestine communication to express to Iran's supreme leader that an Iranian move in the strategic waterway of the Hormuz would trigger an American response. Earlier this week, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said that the U.S. would act if Iran were to develop a nuclear weapon or close the Strait of Hormuz. Friends, this is not just a barnyard battle. This is not just a schoolyard spitting contest. We're talking about the whole world potentially being drawn into, and certainly with Russia, with hooks in its jaws being drawn into this big Middle East prophetic picture. Pray for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner with us. Get a copy of The Secret of the Lord. You desperately need this book, friends. Desperately need this book. Restoring the fear of the Lord in your life and those around you. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And don't forget to become a partner. Pray for this ministry, will you? And obey if God leads you.
Listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Chapin, but he hasn't called in yet, so we're going to have to fill in until he gets here. And do you know that last Friday, why, of course, it was Standard & Poor's, that actually marked down the suddenly financial status of 9 nations over in Europe. In fact, there were actually 4 that they knocked down 2 notches. Certainly, France was knocked down, Austria was knocked down from AAA to AA+ ratings, but Spain and Portugal and Ireland and Cyprus were knocked down 2 notches because these countries are probably or very possibly not going to be able to repay the money that they're borrowing. And because when countries, the whole system that we have of international finance is based upon trust. I mean, you borrow money, you pay it back. Well, what happens if you can't pay it back? And then, of course, when they knock down your ratings, why, it costs you more to borrow money. And then it's harder to borrow money because the interest rate goes up and you get down to countries like Greece and Italy and Sydney and Portugal and Spain. Why, their interest rates get up to 7, 8, 9, 10%. And as the interest rate goes up, why, it's harder and harder to borrow money. In Greece today, the situation really is very dire. But you're not getting any idea how bad things are there, but the story in the New York Times about children actually being abandoned on the streets of Athens with a little sign that says, I can't take care of my children anymore. Please take care of them for me. We love them, but we just can't afford them. Basically, more and more people are losing their jobs. Government employees have had big cuts in their pay. They're working far less. The prices of various items are going up. There's a shortage of aspirin. There's a shortage of food substance. There's a shortage of the various products that you would ordinarily buy in the stores. And the whole infrastructure of Greece is beginning to crumble. And it's very, very similar to what the United States engineered in Rhodesia, which was a first world nation, when Henry Kissinger in 1980 insisted that the man he wanted as ruler be imposed. Basically, the people there had had an election that elected a man named Bezalel, a black, a moderate, would have been an excellent leader. He had the support of both blacks and whites, but that wasn't what America wanted, at least not the Brotherhood of Darkness. Henry Kissinger insisted on installing a Marxist thug, Mugabe, and they've progressively destroyed the infrastructure of a first world nation. I just think to see what they could do. Half the country has fled. The rest, half the people are there, live in chronic poverty. There's no food on the shelves. There's no medicines in the hospital. There's electricity sparsely. The byproduct of America's intervention. And I fear that the same thing is going to be happening increasingly to countries in Europe and perhaps even one day here in the United States. The same people are in control and they've done this very methodically and intentionally to Rhodesia, I think, just to see what they've done. We've done something very, very similar over in Iraq. I don't know that you realize it, but Iraq was a stable country. America invaded in about less than 2 weeks, we'd conquered the country, and it was still a stable nation. The people were ready to establish a democratic society, but that wasn't what we wanted. We sent Paul Bremer over there, remember the Council on Foreign Relations, and what did Paul Bremer do to this stable country? He fired everybody who worked for the government. He fired the people who worked certainly for the sewer department, generating electricity, the people who worked in the water department. He closed down the factories over there. He closed the schools. He closed the whole structure of government down. And then, of course, we wonder why they ended up with a chaotic situation. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I'm hoping that I see the light has come on. I'm hoping that Bob Chapman is going to be there, and we can actually go ahead and just get Bob's view of what's going on.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
They lent the European Central Bank $1 trillion. Now, basically, of course, you have $1 trillion and you lend it to the banks. The banks can then take that $1 trillion and multiply it by a factor of up to 10, so they can have $10 trillion. What you're really doing is creating money and credit, which, of course, is going to lead us down the path to hyperinflation. This is exactly what John Williams says, and if you haven't gone to his website, shadowstats.com, and read his article on hyperinflation, it is must reading for anybody who's concerned about what's going on. It's free. Just get his article. I believe it's dated March or June of last year. And basically, it's on hyperinflation. He says certainly by the end of 2013, and maybe sooner, we're going to have hyperinflation here in the United States. Why? Because we're flooding the world with imaginary money. We simply create it out of nothing. That money is leveraged. And then, of course, as things begin to slow down, what do? You have to create more money out of nothing. And pretty soon, all this money begins to destroy the value of the existing currency. Is that a fair estimate, Bob?
It certainly is. And if you go one step further, people say, well, all of the currencies are fiat. They're not backed by anything. So the best thing for me to do is go and buy gold and silver because they're real money. And that's what happens, and that's what we've seen here in the last 12 years.
And that, of course, is what the elite are doing. We know this, what the elites are doing. It's something our good friend Lindsay Williams talked to a gentleman. His name was Ken Fromm. He was actually part of the elite. And he told Lindsay, you know, suddenly we don't use paper money. We use real money. And, of course, Lindsay said, what do you mean? He says, we use gold and silver. They know the system's going to collapse. But they want to keep the unsuspecting people, the people who are moving into retirement, the people who think that they can play this game as we always had and get the advisor to help them invest their money and get it, so it'll keep growing. Ladies and gentlemen, when you start getting inflation, right now we have about 11% inflation, real inflation. Government says it's 2%. When you start getting 20, 25%, 30% inflation, which we'll probably have another year or two, why, you got 3 or 4 years and they've destroyed the value of your life savings. And this is what people don't understand is coming down the line. As they destroy the value of the paper currencies, and what's going to happen to the average individual, Bob, who doesn't take your advice, who doesn't get into gold and silver? What's going to happen to their life savings?
Well, unfortunately, they'll probably get wiped out.
I think you're absolutely right. This is our message. Prepare, understand what's going on. The people that you hear on the radio are simply lying to. The people on the Internet, most of them are lying. Some of them are telling you the truth. Some of them are real good people as well. But overall, you must understand that we live in a different world. And no longer can you depend upon the wonderful utopian world they're able to create with paper money. Eventually, a utopia always comes to an end, because what's the definition of the word utopia? No place. No place. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't want to go no place, so I'm going to buy gold and silver. And I've been doing that for a long time.
And I think the people who followed your advice have done very well, and the people who've been trying to play the game have been really losing out. Now, of course, the price of gold and silver has been off here in this last two or three months. How do you respond to people who say, well, you know, gold was all right before, but look, gold has dropped down from almost, almost $2,000 an ounce to $1,640 an ounce, and silver, which was almost $40 an ounce, is down to, $30 an ounce. And what do you say to these people who say, well, see, you know, certainly the price isn't going up now?
Well, all markets contain volatility, and all markets go up and down. And so it's not to be unexpected. I just tell people, don't get shaken out. Stay long. And you should try, if you can, to use the opportunity of correction. We just saw gold go from 1920 back down to around, I guess it's 1580. And that's a long way. And if you think gold is ultimately going higher along with silver, what you do is when the market sells off like that, you be a buyer. And if you can't, then you just hold on to what you've got.
Okay, fine. Well, Sidney, you mentioned in your latest newsletter that you honestly think that basically all of this money that's pouring into Europe and some of it pouring into the United States, all this money is going to lead at least to the appearance of a partial recovery, or the early signs of recovery. Here, it'll be an artificial one based upon the fiat money system, but do you think there may be some increase in employment, an increase in small business activity here in the United States?
Well, I think we've already seen that for the past 6 months. We have seen banks increase lending to small and medium-sized businesses, which create 70% of all jobs. And so that started to show up, although the long-term figures have not reflected this. We have U3 at 8.6%, and we have U6, which is a combination of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's 15.2%. But we're still looking at long-term unemployment. If you deduct the birth-death ratio, which is bogus, something the government dreamed up, you've got 22.5%. And it hasn't moved substantially, but I think over the next year it'll probably move down a point or two. And then it'll turn around and go right back up again. See, there's no impetus to this thing. Nothing is getting solved. The only thing that's happening is that money is being created out of thin air to keep the wagon on the road, and that's not going to work. Now, I will say that increasing the amount of money available in loans from banks to small and medium-sized businesses is very good. Will they continue that? We don't know. If they do, the figures will be different. And on top of that, we also are looking, as a result of the spending of money in Europe as well as the United States, we're looking at higher inflationary figures. And that's not good. In economics, if one side goes up, the other side's got to go down. It's just like a seesaw. And that's what's happening right now. And I think that we're going to end up with higher unemployment, higher inflation, right, probably starting after the election is over. And the stock market will probably hold up in the general area that it is now.
And I think it's so important that people understand that inflation really does get the economy going for a time. And certainly with the elections coming up later this year, they don't want the economy to fall apart. They want you to feel, well, you vote for a Democrat or vote for the Republican candidate of your choice, of course. But it doesn't really matter. They control both political parties and make mockery out of this. But as long as the economy looks pretty good, most people won't be too concerned. And they won't realize, of course, that there's an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to destroy the value of our currency and eventually to impoverish the American people, because that's what inflation does. Read what Bob Chapman writes about inflation. Read what John Williams does at shadowstats.com. Read his report on hyperinflation. Read it and weep. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And to understand what is happening today, there's a little book, and I'm sure Bob is acquainted with it. It's called Fiat Money Inflation in France. It tells you what happened in France in 1789, between 1789 and about 1798-99, before when Napoleon came to power. And how, well, everything really was so wonderful, and they were going to cure all the problems of society with certainly paper money. And they kept printing paper money, and then the economy would boom, and then it would contract as prices rose. And so they'd have to print more paper money, and then more paper money. Ladies and gentlemen, certainly it took America 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. During the last 5 years or 4 years, why we will have accumulated well over $5 trillion in that one short period of time. And this is what happens in the terminal stages of an inflationary cycle. I know, I'm sure you're acquainted with that book, aren't you, Bob? Fiat Money, Inflation, and Trade. Isn't that a classic?
Well, I think 1789 was more famous for something else.
Right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question on finances, you want to know what's going on or what you should be doing, Bob Chapman's one of the most knowledgeable people I know. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But remember, when things get bad, what do you do? Well, what did they do in 1789? Why they got Napoleon in? Took him into a series of wars, and we're going into a series of wars as well. and most people have no idea. Well, go right ahead, Bob. And certainly in the earlier program, you talked about the fact that you really felt that we were going to certainly deal with this problem by getting it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Rocketed since then up to, I think, $1.5 trillion, and now, simply overnight, the Federal Reserve System has created another $1 trillion as a foundation for certainly of the trying to bail out the European system. How could our central bank create $1 trillion out of nothing to try to stabilize Europe? We ought to be concerned about what's going on here in America and try to get our house of cards in order and stabilize our banking system. But you see, The truth of the matter is that just as we have our troops stationed in 113 nations throughout the world, so, of course, America dominates the world financially, and we're trying to keep this whole house of cards together. Our privately owned Federal Reserve System, part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, that controls the military, and they're using the financial and military power of America to dominate the world. And this is why we put out, suddenly created $1 trillion out of nothing, highly inflationary and destructive to our monetary system. But these people have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to the globalist dream. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and of course, earlier today, we had, at the end of the program, we had Joe calling from New Jersey, and we said he couldn't get to him. So we've got Joe calling from New Jersey now with a question about MF Global, Mr. Corzine's organization. Corzine, former member of the board of the Federal Reserve System, former governor, former United States senator. And now, Mr. Corzine, head of MF Global, who was there when somebody made off with $1.2 billion, and nobody's quite certain where it was. It's just sort of, we're told the money just disappeared. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Sure. I was just reading a little while ago from this book called They Own It All, Including You, and I came across a passage. And the paragraph had to do with hypothecation. And according to these writers, that from Beauvoir's law dictionary, whenever a thing is hypothecated, whatever that thing happens to be it the substance of money or whatever, that arises maritime law. And in maritime law, when there is a hypothecation, a lien can be filed against that party, and that lien can follow that balance, that unpaid balance, all the way through to the end.
All right, let's Joe's, pardon me, let's get Bob's response to this. I don't think most people really understand MF Global. I don't think they understand the fact that this, the commodities, most of the money that was lost was in commodities accounts. And I don't think they understand what hypothecation is. Bob, would you like to address what Joe's bringing up?
Well, first, I'd like to know who the lien has been created by and what the lien is on.
Well, it says whenever there's a hypothecation, whatever that thing happens to be. So a thing could be money or product or whatever it happens to be. And that arises maritime law, and in maritime law, that particular thing, whatever happens to be of an unpaid whatever, there's a lien that could be placed on that, and those people that lost their money with MS Global can have a class action suit. Well, not a suit, but a lien put against MS Global, and that lien will follow that unpaid balance right to its end.
Well, first of all,
that's the maritime law on hypothecation.
First of all, the hypothecation, for those who do not know it, is a lending of money, and the usage of money within a certain confine. In this case, it's a commodity account. Commodity accounts are not treated in the same way as stock and bond accounts. They're not securities. The commodities, and in all margin accounts, when you sign the contract, it says that they can hypothecate or they can re-hypothecate the contents thereof. So as far as I can see, as someone who was in the brokerage business for almost 30 years and on my own brokerage firm, they didn't do anything wrong in borrowing the contents. It's what they did after that.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment.
While a storm clouds gather, or a
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Global and Sydney, these various terms that they have, hypothecation, as a fancy word, as talking about responsibility for a loan. And basically, of course, how much of this has to do with maritime law. Ladies and gentlemen, they make up the rules as they go along. They bring in, Sydney, rather than constitutional law, maritime law. And the way this game is played is we win, you lose. And basically, if you are invested in a bank, if you're letting somebody else hold your funds or your money, why, of course, you got a lot more courage, a lot more confidence in them than I do. My telephone number, pardon me, go ahead, Bob. Yes. Finish up your remarks, and then we'll let Joe come. But, Bob, complete your thought, and then we'll let Joe have his final say. Go ahead.
So if that court is right, then everybody was to receive their money. If that court is wrong, then we've got a different situation. And I don't know that answer. But I do know this, that of the monies missing from margin accounts, 70% has been returned to the owners of those accounts. And whether they'll receive the additional 30% remains to be seen. I can't answer that.
Okay, fine. Joe, do you want to go ahead, okay, Joe, finish your remarks?
I wasn't suggesting in any way that anything was done illegally. All I'm just trying to mention here is from what I read, whenever there is an hypothecation of anybody's thing, whatever that happens to be, money, margin, once you hypothecate something, it arises and gives rise to maritime law. And maritime law says, this is the law of commerce, which is the Uniform Commercial Code. And that there law says that balance, whatever it is unpaid, 30% or whatever, a lien could be filed against that unpaid balance, and it will follow that unpaid balance right to the end.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Joe's point is, you get a lien, it'll follow it to the end. But ladies and gentlemen, what happens when they get to the end and they can't find any money? What happens when they get to the end and somebody says, sayonara, the money just disappeared, it vaporized, we have no idea, and government officials go right along with it. Because, you see, you have to have a legitimate, certainly, court system, and you have to have honesty and integrity. But America has lost its honesty and integrity. We've become simply an immoral nation with immoral courts, and we put innocent people in jail. Today's Martin Luther King Day. The man who killed Martin Luther King has never been convicted. James Earl Ray did not do it. Martin Luther King's family doesn't believe James Earl Ray killed Martin Luther King. There was a man named Jowers, and he actually confessed. There was a trial, and of course the trial was covered by only one reporter. I mean, when O.J. Simpson was on trial, hundreds of reporters there. When the trial was put on at the behest of the King family to prove that James Earl Ray was innocent and there was a conspiracy behind the murder of Martin Luther King, it was not covered by anyone in the media except one local radio station or one local newspaper. Total cover-up. And then the ultimate hypocrisy after killing Martin Luther King, the corrupt justice system now has made a Martin Luther King holiday. Martin Luther King, if you have any question about it, we have a four-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King. It was done at the behest of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have the book written by Mr. Pepper, who actually carried the case to court for the King's family. We have the book. We have the four CD set. And you're not going to get the information elsewhere. But, of course, when you have lost your moral foundation as a nation, why, of course, no man's life, property, or certainly finances are safe. And this is the problem we have today. Bob, let's go ahead. First of all, put out your address, how people can get in touch with you if they'd like to subscribe to the International Forecaster. Again, our number here, if you have a question or comment for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how can people subscribe to the International Forecaster and get your analysis of what's going on today?
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. It's published by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Usually it runs around 35, 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And everything you need to know each week is in that publication. You can get a free copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.INTFORECASTER.com. Interforecaster.com. For those of you who want to answer want a question answered, we answer everyone. If you want copies of the publication, or if you would like our latest report in gold and silver shares, you can have them all. All you have to do is email Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. That's Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call in toll free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And at that number, you can get reports, and everything you need will be explained to you.
All right, very good. Well, Sydney, now here in the United States, why, we told, you know, that Sydney, sales of cars are up this last couple of months. We're told that Sydney, the housing industry seems to be, you know, somewhat stabilized. The prices not dropping as precipitously as they were. We're told, Sydney, there's a little increase in production. Do you think we're going to see a minor recovery? Do you think we're going to go sideways, or do you think we're going to fall here for the next 9 months leading up to the election? You know very well that they're going to manipulate the economy to make, at least I think, make it look as good as possible going into November. The last thing you want is alarmed American people to realize that we have a one-party system with two branches, one the Republican, the other the Democrat. But go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think with the assistance of funds coming from the money that was lent in Europe into the U.S. market, it will give it a little a boost, probably from a minus 1.5% to a plus 1.5% to 2%, and Wall Street will be quoting probably 3%, and I think that's the way the GDP looks for the year, and that is if there's no things happening such as a war, that changes everything. And so anyway, I see unemployment getting a bit better before the year is over, and I also believe that to go along with this, that the euro will be dropped by Greece and maybe others, and they're going to have to stabilize Europe during that time frame, and that's very, very important for Europe. And the downgrades will continue, and the situation in Europe in banking and sovereign wise is really, really bad. It's just as bad in the United States, but there's no spotlight on it right now. America will get the spotlight probably after the election, and the stock market will stay in the general vicinity of where it is right now.
All right, well, let's go to Dan, who's calling us from Florida. Hi, Dan, what part of Florida are you calling from?
I live in an area of Palm Beach Gardens.
Okay, Palm Beach Gardens, and basically, are you listening to us on shortwave, the internet, by telephone? How are you hearing us?
Internet.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question for Bob?
I do.
Go ahead.
Bob, I have read various articles, especially from one newsletter writer, who makes the point continually that the real crisis, the real issue confronting all these Western economies isn't really the debt incurred by the governments. It's the fact that these too-big-to-fail banks that are being run by, I guess for lack of better words, gangsters, have these things called over-the-counter derivatives, and that the total notional value is some ridiculous amount in the quadrillions of dollars. And that basically this whole thing that's going on is an orchestrated slow bleed, B-L-E-E-D, of the financial systems of each of these countries to extract the money to cover the bets that they have made that they win on, whereas the bets that they lose get stuck to the taxpayers. And that this will go on until it can't anymore, at which time these people, supposedly through the control of the financial system and the governments, have control of the military and will hold on until the bitter end. Whatever that means. I was wondering if you could comment on that and tell me whether what I'm reading is nonsense or whether it's pretty much the way things are.
It's pretty much the way things are. And if they think they can control the military, they're mistaken. Because I talk to them all the time.
How long can this go on for?
It's hard to say. First of all, they're lining up a war right now. They're going to have it when they want it, when they need it. And they think they'll be able to manipulate the armed forces into doing what they want them to do. That's questionable in and of itself. Yes, they've created 1.5 quadrillion derivatives, which are unbacked. And so those derivatives are virtually worthless. It's just a paper game that they've created to mesmerize the world. And that writer is right in describing it. I don't get into it too much because I don't think that my audience is quite that sophisticated. And so I don't talk about it too much. I go to other areas which will be affected negatively and what to do positively to offset it. But that's really the way it is in general terms.
I think Warren Buffett said it best. He said derivatives are financial weapons of mass destruction. Potentially lethal. And basically Warren Buffett has said that the derivatives are going to bring down our whole financial system. And I think Bob is entirely right. But they know exactly what they're doing. They want to destroy our system. Go ahead.
These people, if they're bright enough to have done all this, they're obviously intelligent enough to have the money that they're earning placed in the hard assets, such as gold and silver. And they're probably the people buying as they shake the market down each time. It's, you know, what we call a correction. It's basically thievery with them stealing everything they can shake out of the tree. So when all this comes to an end and these paper currencies ever eventually collapse, they're the ones holding the predominance of all the real tangible wealth. So how does a change ever happen?
Well, first of all, we summate that, but we don't know for sure. And no one has ever given us any figures. People come out all the time and say, well, most of the gold in the world is held by X. Well, just who is X? And how do you know they're holding it? Show me that you know and where it is. And they can't do that.
I figure that if they're smart enough to have orchestrated all this so far, they're obviously not stupid people.
No, but the assumption is that they probably have done that. But I think it's important to point that out because people are running around willy-nilly just saying, well, this is the way it is and so on. It's not only proof, but it's proof of what would you call causation. But anyway, they very well may be doing that to the market. We don't have any choice. Now, the only thing that we can do in the final analysis when we reach the end, so to speak, after the derivative markets have crashed and stock and bond markets have crashed throughout the world, and the only thing that's held its own, perhaps, is commodities, and the only thing that's probably gone up is gold and silver. When you reach that point, there are enough people today like yourself and this writer and myself and Stan and others like us who know what's going on. And people are going to say, how did all this happen? Who did this to it? Why did they do it? Why do they still have all the wealth if that's what they did? So let's take it away from them. And I think you're going to see that happen.
May I just ask one follow-up?
Go ahead, Dan.
In regards to when you say take it away from them, that brings something to my mind, which is, you know, something in this country which we call our debt, you know, national debt, and a good component of that continues to build, and as interest rates go up, is going to be the interest on the national debt, and you can see all these different projections, but you can see that paying interest on the national debt is going to become a very big part of the federal budget. And if things keep going the way they are, it could someday become almost all of the federal budget. So my question is, when you say take things away from them, what is compelling us to have to keep paying interest on the national debt?
the existence of the Federal Reserve. If you take down the Federal Reserve, what you'll have to do is make it part of the Treasury Department, and then nations are going to have to get together, and they'll be revaluing and devaluing of currencies as well as default. And that will eventually happen, I think.
I think that eventually there's going to be default on the debt, don't you, Bob?
Yeah. What does our listener think?
I don't really know any other way. I mean, you're going to do that, or you're going to hyperinflate the currency out of existence.
Well, I think that's part and parcel of the plan as well. Hey, we're out of time. God bless.
Thanks
so much for calling. Our guest this evening has been certainly Bob Chapman. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble financially. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. And I hope you enjoy our weekly program with Bob Chapman. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, then we'll let you get to bed.
Well, that was a very good question.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Silver. Would that be a fair estimate, Bob?
Absolutely.
God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoy our weekly programs with Bob. And, well, the theme is the same, but because things are changing and things are going from bad to worse, it's very obvious they're preparing the American people for a war in the Middle East, and certainly probably a war with Iran, although certainly we're creating the best enemy money could buy as we destroy all of the existing governments over there in the Near East, the Middle East, and of course we transfer the power to the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been a surrogate for our intelligence agencies for years. But then, so, of course, was the German government during the Second World War. And basically, we created the best enemy money could buy so we could have a war. And so was the North Vietnamese government during the Vietnam War, because it had to have a war as a great diversion so they could bring in the great new departures of health and education and welfare in the United States. And all of these wars are certainly created. And once you understand that, it begins to make sense. And right now, of course, they're talking about, oh, my goodness, you want to protect Israel. We got to attack Iran before Iran attacks Israel. Iran is not going to attack Israel because they know if they did, why, of course, they would guarantee that America would intervene and simply vaporize Iran. So basically, the only way that Israel is going to get attacked is if we do go to war with Iran, and then, of course, Iran will retaliate and rain missiles down on little Israel. And certainly 50,000 missiles from Hezbollah and from Iran would pretty well decimate Israel. If you care about Israel, do everything you can to oppose this war, and do not listen to those lying people who tell you, oh, we've got to protect Israel by going to war with Iran. No, ladies and gentlemen, go to war with Iran, you ensure certainly Israel's destruction unless God intervenes. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, because it goes to the background of certainly all of the wars. We have a syllabus that goes with that, with all sorts of documentation on the background of the Spanish-American War, the Boer War, the Philippine-American War, which most Americans never heard of, World War I, World War II, Korea was a phony war. In fact, everybody said our boys would be home by Christmas when we went to war there in 1950, but they didn't say which Christmas. Our boys are still there. We're still at war with North Korea. Nobody ever tells you that, but that's the truth of the matter. And, of course, we're heading towards a war now, the clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned about, a war with the Muslim world, and heaven help us when that occurs. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you honestly believe communism is the enemy, you need to get my talk on the world revolution, and we go into the background of how we brought Fidel Castro to power, and we brought the Chinese communists to power in 1949, we brought the Fidel Castro to power in 1959, we brought certainly the Nicaraguan communists to power in 1979, because we precipitated the Afghan war at this time. All of these wars were simply as phonies of $3 bill. Fidel Castro was a lifelong communist. We knew that. We brought him to power. And basically, all of the things, suddenly ranting and raving against communists, why do you think the Clinton administration turned little Elian Gonzalez over to Fidel Castro to build up his prestige after Elian's family died trying to bring him to America? Why do you think, of course, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel regularly? You need to get Memoirs by David Rockefeller. We have it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Nothing as it appears to be. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shamish. And Barry's recovering from open-heart surgery and certainly multiple bypasses, aortic valve replacement, but certainly doing amazingly well, and we're so glad he is doing well. We need, of course, to have him here because he's certainly one of the most knowledgeable people about so many things, about the transfer agreement. Most Americans have never heard the transfer agreement, but basically it was an agreement signed by certain of the Jewish leaders with the Nazi regime back in the 1930s, promising not to object to the Holocaust if, as long as the Nazis would allow the transfer of a certain number of Jewish people to the Holy Land, to Israel, and which they hope, of course, to make into a Jewish state. And I suspect and I fear that people with very much that same philosophy are working in government today almost as if they want to have Israel destroyed, because the worst thing that could happen right now would be for there to be a war between Israel and Iran. And there are a lot of people in America pushing for that. A lot of the Christians are being conditioned. They're backing Rick Santorum. Of course, a group of Christians got together to back Rick Santorum, who wants to go to war with Iran to protect Israel. If you want to destroy Israel, go to war with Iran, because she will retaliate on Israel with thousands, tens of thousands of missiles. Why are they lying to us and saying we're going to protect Israel by going to war with Iran, whereas exactly the opposite would be the case? But you don't want to hear me talk. You hear that all the time. Barry Shamish, thanks very much for being with us. Are you feeling any better?
I'm much worse.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm going back to the hospital tomorrow just for checkups.
All right.
I'm sorry to report that I caught the flu in the midst of the recovery.
Well, do you have a supply of your vitamin D and antibiotic, those things on hand?
Yes, I think I do.
Okay, fine. Well, go ahead. But you'll be taking those. You mean you ought to be taking your vitamin D3 every 4 hours, you know, to abort the flu, and the same thing with antibiotic. If you need more, you call us and we'll get them right off to you. But certainly, do you feel up doing the program tonight?
Sure.
All right. Well, then you go right ahead.
Look, what you wanted to talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk about the transfer agreement, because I think it's so important. For the average American has never heard of the transfer agreement. They never heard of Ben Heck's book on perfidy.
Perfidy is something separate.
All right. Fine. Go ahead.
It has nothing to do with the transfer agreement. The transfer agreement, the book was by Edwin Black. That's who wrote the transfer agreement.
All right.
It came out, pardon me?
Go right ahead.
It came out through Macmillan in 1983.
All right.
Oh, I hear music.
All right, fine. I want you to explain to our listeners what the transfer agreement was. And then, of course, what Ben Heck was writing about, and these are Jewish people, loyalty to the Jewish ideals. But, I mean, they're bringing out things, but most Christians have no idea about it, because Christians have no idea because their leaders are not telling them and explaining to them what's really going on in the world today. And they, unfortunately, where are we going to get our information? We're not going to get it from the controlled media. And if our religious leaders aren't going to talk about these things and communicate the truth to us, all they're going to do is try to entertain us and tickle our ears and play rock music in churches, while the Church of Christ is losing. It's losing its position of leadership. Barry, go right ahead.
Yeah, well, perfidy, I mean, both books are just showing the perfidy of the labor Zionists. But what perfidy is about is turning the Jews over to the British and raiding them and raiding their homes. But there wasn't the mass murder involved with the transfer agreement. Now, excuse me. Now that is where things get really, really terrible. The Labor Party executive organized an agreement with the Nazis. Now imagine the year is 1933. The Holocaust has not begun, but the Nazis got in power. What Labor wanted was a deal with the Nazis, where if you force the Jews from Germany to Palestine, we will make it worth your while. When the Jews arrive from Germany, they'll be forced by the Jewish Agency, which by the end of 1933 was totally in the hands of the labor Zionists, will be forced to buy German goods only. Now, while the rest of world Jewry were engaged in boycotting the Nazis, the labor Zionists agreed to a deal whereby the Nazis and the Jews worked hand in hand to get the Jews out of Germany and into Palestine. And the rest of the Jewry that was not under the Nazis, Poland, well, anywhere, Latvia, anywhere, they were dead, they were doomed. And labor Zionists knew it. They wanted the right kind of Jews to form their new land of Israel. And the wrong kind of Jews, to heck with them. That is what the transfer agreement stated. That when the Jews come from Germany, well, first of all the funds, all the assets would be used to support the Nazis, whether they wanted to or not. And while there were boycotts everywhere against the Nazis...
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be right back. Well, basically, Dr. Stan Barry is basically describing the transfer agreement. And it was an agreement between the labor Zionists and the Nazis that basically the labor Zionists would certainly do everything they could to help the Nazis if the Nazis would take the Jews from Germany. They wanted only the right sort of Jews going to Palestine. They were going to be sent out to Palestine. They would buy German goods. And the labor Zionists would not oppose the Holocaust. And it didn't matter what happened to the Poles. The Jews in Eastern Europe, in Poland, certainly in Belarus and other countries there, they would have to fend for themselves and they'd probably be slaughtered. But they wanted the Nazis to allow the Jews, to encourage the Jews to go to Palestine, and these would be the German Jews. Now, what was the difference between the German Jews and the Jews in these other Eastern European countries? Were they a different type of Jew or what?
No, what you had was not a problem, a refugee problem being solved. That's not what was going on. Jews who didn't want to go to Palestine, and there were plenty of them, would get on ships and be blockaded worldwide. They weren't allowed into port.
In other words, I know a lot of them wanted to come to America. They weren't, the FDR wouldn't allow them in here, and they wouldn't allow them in England. Right. And so they were sent back to Germany where they were to be killed.
Back to Europe.
Right.
It doesn't matter. They all got killed. They didn't survive this. Look, you have to understand that Jews boycotting the Nazis were wasting their breath. The American administration switched to a pro-Nazi administration. That was the issue. There was an agreement signed between the labor Zionists, and we'll go into that, what they believe and why they accepted this. But there was an agreement signed between the labor Zionists and the Nazis that somehow was accepted worldwide. And any ship leaving, any ship from Europe filled with Jews would not be allowed to disembark anywhere in the world.
Unless it was Palestine.
Unless it, yes.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
That's the core of the agreement. Now, the emergence of this agreement into diplomatic policy worldwide was so profound, again, beneath the surface, nobody in power understood that a deal had been cut to let those Jews stay in Germany and now in new camps. What happened is in 1932, there were about 250,000 organizations representing the Jews of Germany. In 1934, that number had been reduced to one, and one only, and that was labor Zionists. They were allowed to run camps to train Jews to be farmers. I mean, they took Jewish professionals, doctors, lawyers, whatever, and they thought they were doing them a big favor by turning them into orange growers. That was permitted. One organization, 1934, in fact, throughout the war, represented German Jewry, and that was labor Zionists.
But they did not oppose the Holocaust, did they?
Well, they got it pretty deep.
Right.
They knew it was coming. The labor Zionists knew it was coming.
But the average Jew could not believe it. I mean, it was just too incredible to believe that, you know, in a civilized society like Germany, something like that could happen. You know, it is just like, well, like a nightmare story, but it wasn't true. The only trouble, it really was true. Go ahead.
Yes. Now, to get this going, the good Zionists, and they came from what's called the revisionists. That was once Netanyahu's party, the Herut. They had to be eliminated through trickery. Now, the person negotiating the transfer agreement for the, well, it was called the Jewish Agency, the governing body of Jews in Palestine, his name was Chaim Arlozorov. He was shot dead in the middle of the night in July in front of his wife. And there was a meeting in Basel, I believe Switzerland, that in the middle of the vote on the transfer agreement, a note was passed to the board, mostly, but not all, labor Zionists, and everyone was just shocked. They couldn't believe that two Jews, and they were totally innocent, by the way. This is a side story, but an important one, because it's directly related to the Rabin assassination, which 40 years later, the same trick was used. They blamed, what was his name, Stavis was one. It doesn't matter the name. I'll find it in one second. it's who they blamed. They blamed the revisionists for the murder of Chaim Arloserov. And both men were later freed. There was not an ounce of evidence against them. But the point is, the labor Zionists managed to throw the opposition out of the Jewish agency. And that changed. Well, that meant that the transfer agreement to a phony murder. They had murdered one of their own, is what it came down to. Because he was retreating from the transfer agreement. And they blamed the revisionists for the murder. And that's the same thing with Rabin and Peace. No difference. Those who wanted Arafat killed Rabin. Those who wanted a deal with the Nazis killed Arloserov. Now, to go on to where it headed, by 1935, Palestine's need to sell German merchandise to offset Jewish deposits in transfer accounts became greater than anyone expected. So the Zionist organization established another transfer corporation, which operated a regional sales network in Iraq, Egypt, Syria, and elsewhere in the region. Many markets were open for a vast array of German exports, from Volkswagen to engineering projects. That was the Jews giving Germans work. Now, you ask away because I have to catch my breath.
Well, basically, of course, the Nazis began moving against the Jews, began arresting them, put them in concentration camps. And the labor Zionists...
In 1935, they did.
No, but they did certainly in the next few years. Did the labor Zionists then, when this started, did the labor Zionists object to it at all?
No.
Okay.
That's the whole point.
Right.
They had cut a deal with the Nazis. They thought they would get their kind of Israel. By dealing under the table with the Nazis, and the rest of the world Jewry, they had a chance to boycott and sell Hitler. In 1933, it was a 50-50 chance. By 1934, it was finished. And that, again, is the labor peacemaker Zionists. Who organized this deal with the Nazis. And what Jews don't understand is that without the labor Zionists, there would have been no Holocaust.
Well, now, what about this agreement with Adolf Eichmann over there? I think it was in Romania or Hungary. Where basically Eichmann agreed to release a large number of Jews if certainly was it the labor Zionists
was the labor Zionists.
Okay. What was the background of that story? Because really it's so disconcerting to realize that Eichmann was willing to release these Jews, but the labor Zionists wouldn't go along with it. What was that all about?
They stopped it from the word go. That was Rudolf Kastner.
Right.
He flew to Budapest. And Eichmann said, well, for 10,000 trucks, mostly to get rid of my loot, we'll release the 800,000 Jews of Hungary. That deal was also stopped in midstream. Look, the background of who they wanted, I'll talk about shortly.
All right, fine. Well, I guess, of course, it's Barry Shammies, and these are the stories you're never going to hear elsewhere. Barry spent the last 30 years researching this because he was doing such a good job getting the information out in Israel. His life came under attack. That's why he came to America. Barry, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Just to hold off, because I want to get as much of this as we can from Barry. Would that be a fair estimate of basically you're talking about the labor Zionist movement and how their beliefs were exactly the opposite? They wanted to change the very structure of Judaism, and where, of course, the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. Why, of course, the labor Zionists, the Sabbateans, said killing was perfectly all right. Everything that was said to be positive about Judaism, they wanted to alter. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead. And the fact that most people, in fact, many Jews have never heard of the Sabbatean movement, simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today. over what the American people think and what many of the Jewish people think. And basically, because Barry has written extensively about this, and which of your books actually goes into the background of the Sabbatean movement?
Israel Betrayed.
Israel Betrayed. Go right ahead.
Now, I want to interject. I wouldn't mind questions being asked. It's very hard for me. I'm catching my breath every second. If those callers are still there, I can answer them briefly.
All right, fine. Well, if anybody's out there in the listening audience would like to ask a question on this subject, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. But I want to get specific on this subject because it's such an important subject for people who have all the crazy ideas about Zionism and what it is, and all Jews are bad and responsible for everything.
Well, I'm not appealing to them.
I know, Christian, now, but and neither am I, but I'm just certainly pointing out the fact that this explains so many of the unanswered questions. And let's go to Bob and see. Bob, do you have a question for our guest?
I do, Barry. My name's Bob Weiner. And I have talked with you numerous times by email, but it hasn't been in maybe 3 or 4 years, and I don't know if you remember me at all.
I do remember the name.
Yeah. And I wanted to tell you that I love you and that you're in my prayers, and, you know, I hope you don't mind if everyone listening right now prays for you to get well, because you certainly are a treasure. And I guess, you know, really, that's all I wanted to call in and say, is just ask you if it'd be okay if we prayed for you.
Go to it.
Sydney, Bob, thank you very much for bringing that up. And Sydney, I was going to ask if you have the program for people to pray for Barry's health. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks very much for calling in, Bob. And if you have another question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But basically then, of course, what happened was, if we all know about the Holocaust, most people have never heard this story about how Eichmann had agreed to let the Jews of Hungary go, and he was turned down by the labor Zionist leaders. I mean, and then, of course, the Jews were transferred to Auschwitz. Go ahead.
Well, everyone involved with the Hungarian transfer ended up killed by the labor Zionists. Eichmann was the only Nazi ever tried in Israel, convicted in Israel. They gave a trial to Demjanjuk, and he was released. He apparently was not the border guard, the murderous border guard. That was the only other trial that ever took place. David Ben-Gurion, who organized... he was the first leader of Israel, made sure that everything surrounding the Hungarian Jewry was hushed up.
What about Begin? Was Menachem Begin, was he a good guy?
Yeah. Begin was a good guy, but he was slandered like nobody else and turned into a really bad guy. But Begin also kept his mouth shut, too. He could have exposed his stuff, and he wouldn't do it. He played ball, and that probably saved his life until the 80s, when somebody decided that this guy's got to go. We want peace with Arafat instead of him.
Right. Well, but Begin, certainly, that he was eased out of government.
They killed his wife. Believe me, he was more than just eased.
Right. Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. We're dealing with people who are certainly not very nice people. These are wicked people, ladies and gentlemen, as far as I'm concerned. I really do believe that there's organized evil in the world. You listen to our program, you know it. And certainly this is just one, but one flagrant example of how this all fits together, the stories you'll never hear elsewhere.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Barry Shamish. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Barry, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Barry's a little short of breath, so he's having some difficulty. He'll be going back to the hospital. He's just getting over his quadruple or bypass, or maybe it was more than that. I don't know how many arteries
there. Quadruple plus valve.
Quadruple plus valve. Right. And that's a big, big surgery. I know. I went through it myself, and it takes a lot out of you. Well, anyway, of course, if you have a question, but before we go on, Barry, why don't you tell our listeners how they can certainly get your books, get your DVDs, and find your PayPal button to help if you're in a position to help Barry at this time financially. Go ahead.
Sure. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. Type in my name in the search box. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. My website is BarryChamish.com. And if you want to order my diskettes, give me a call. That's 904-461-8745. That's 904-461-8745. And I'll be glad to send them on to you.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, this is the story of the Holocaust and the things that took place over there that has been very, very covered up. But fortunately, we do have the Internet, And you go up and certainly look on the internet or the search engine for the Sabbatean movement or the Frankish movement. Sabbati was the original person who actually pushed this philosophy. And what was it, 60 or 80 years later, why a fellow named Frank was pushing the same philosophy?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to do something I would never normally do. I'm not giving the message I would normally give. I'm gasping for air. And by the way, as a doctor, what would you say is wrong?
I really can't say, Barry. I can't make any even guess. Certainly, I would hope if you're gasping for air that you're not having any weakness of your heart. And I hope you're taking... are you on any digitalis or anything else to stimulate the heart, coenzyme Q10?
I've got all kinds of medicine.
All right, fine.
But I want to apologize. This is not the way I give an interview, and I'm doing a disservice to you.
It's better than no Barry Shamish at all, and maybe we should have abandoned the program at the very beginning, but we're so far into it now that... the producer is also a physician, a doctor who I practiced with many years, and he's a trained anesthesiologist for many years. He was a general practitioner, and he just typed in up on the screen congestive heart failure, and this is certainly something in the back of my mind, wondering if you were on the digitalis, on the diuretics, certainly on coenzyme Q10, because these things, after a major heart surgery, if you're short of breath, congestive heart failure is certainly the first thing we'd think of. Well, let's see who we have coming out. Somebody's calling in right now, and if you have a question for Barry, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and let's go to George calling from, Ohio. Hi, George. You have a question for our guest.
God bless you, Brother Stan. God bless your guest tonight. I was listening to you and to him in awe and admiration, and I thank God for people like you that speak the truth. And God honors that. My question will be, whatever happened to the Sephardites, the Jewish that were put out of Spain about 500 years ago, do they still exist? You know,
which Jews are these, George?
Sephardites. In Spanish, they're called Sephardites. I believe Isabella Católica, the Catholic King of Spain, called them out of Spain at the same time of the Moors. But I don't know where they are now. They still exist.
Well, they went elsewhere. They went to Holland and they went to Morocco.
So they still exist as a Jewish group?
Well, the ones who went to Morocco, there's close to 1 million of them in Israel. The ones that went to Holland were all but wiped out.
Because I understand that they still speak of this kind of old Spanish in Israel, correct?
Ladino. Yes.
Yeah, the Ladino. Yes, yes. Because I got this beautiful Bible and the Book of Psalms in Spanish, in very old romantic Spanish, from Israel. Somebody brought it from Israel.
Yes, there is it's not a large group, but a significant group still speak a dialect called Ladino.
Yes, okay. Do you know the tribe? What tribe they belong to? Reuben or?
No, nobody knows the tribe. Only two tribes survive. That's Judah and Levi. All the rest disappeared with the other 10 tribes.
And it's a fascinating history, George, but at least it's fascinating to track them. And I believe God has maintained the Jewish people for the last 2,000 years for a purpose, and I believe that purpose is being fulfilled today. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I believe there are going to be some terrible times over there in the Holy Land, but I really sincerely believe that God may have used these wicked and evil people, the labor Zionists, to return the children of Israel to the Holy Land at this time in history. But few people understand the part that this organization has played. Barry has mentioned a Rabbi Antleman, and he's written a book on this subject. What is it to something to the opiates? What's the book, Bob, Barry?
To Eliminate the Opiate.
To Eliminate the Opiate, and you can get this.
That's about Sabbateanism.
Right, about the background of Sabbateans. Anything else, George?
Well, God bless you, and the world, let's keep putting our eyes on the Lord and praying for each other. God bless everybody.
Fine, and please pray for Barry's health. We want to get him back on his feet. Thanks so much. Okay, fine. And okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, we have this movement of people who profess to be Jews, and yet, of course, they were bargaining with the Nazis. We have people like George Soros, who was Jewish, who was actually working with the Nazis in the concentration camps.
He was working with them in the streets of Budapest.
Okay. But I thought that didn't he actually work in one
of
the countries?
He was never shipped to a country. Well, I may be wrong, but he was a messenger and a squealer.
All right.
Against the Jews.
Right, even though he himself was Jewish.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Well, basically now, of course, what influence did the Sabbateans, a Jewish sect, have on the current government in Israel today?
Well, it's just as secretive as ever. But what it comes down to is that turning Israel into a Sabbatean state was the very secret objective of the labor Zionists. And not many... My parents were labor Zionists. They didn't realize what they were following. They forgave everything. And my father knew all about the transfer agreement. But he let it slide. And he was a good Jew, and he didn't know a thing about Sabbateanism. He was a follower without understanding what he was following.
Well, I think this is true. I see this in Christianity. There's an awful lot of good Christians who are following false leadership, and right now they're pushing for a war with Iran. Oh my goodness, you know, we got to get attack Iran so they don't get the bomb, you know. And we attack Iran, they're going to be retaliation against Israel. And this is the worst thing in the world we can possibly do right now, is to push for a war with Iran. And yet our Christian leaders are doing it. And certainly they had a big meeting about a week ago this last weekend. And they were all going to rally behind Rick Santorum, who wants to go to war with Iran. And the Christians want to go to war with Iran because they want to save Israel. The worst thing you could do for Israel would be to have a war over there at this time. Would you agree with that or not?
Absolutely. Once again, the Israelis are doing what they do well. They send in teams to murder scientists. And it's really having an effect in Iran. They sent a team to blow up a whole nuclear reactor facility on the surface. That is the better strategy than an all-out war.
And an all-out war, which is being advocated by many of our Christian leaders, and believe me,
but they want to see Israel. Oh, they want to see Israel trapped in a war.
Right.
They figure it'll bring their kind of Israel after the current Israel is destroyed in this war. They think that the results will be judgment day, and it's very selfish, the reasoning.
Right. Well, I think that we leave it up to the Lord rather than trying to intervene. And because when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. And really, I think it's so vitally important that people pray for peace over there, pray for some sort of negotiations over there, anything, of course, to hold off a war, because the sooner the war comes, well, the more disastrous it could be. And basically, if there's any way possible to avoid a war with Iran, if there's any way possible to avoid a war with the Muslim world, we must try to get that through. And we must point out that the policies of the people who are running the American government are to want a war over there, said the General Wesley Clark, a four-star military general, former commander of NATO, has given some essays recently, or has actually given some talks recently, where he says that in 2001, he was contacted by a general in the Pentagon and told me that in 2001, I suppose it was probably November or December, he was told that there was a military plan to destroy and take out, overthrow the governments of seven of the Muslim nations, and certainly it involved taking out the government. This was in 2001, to take out the government of Egypt, of Tunisia, certainly of Libya, of Syria, of Yemen, Bahrain, certainly of Iran and Iraq. And that's exactly what is going on today. And look on your search engine, General Wesley Clark planned take out seven Muslim nations. And you'll find what I'm telling you is true. Well, everything is planned ahead of time. You read what's going on. You read about John Bolton. John Bolton keeps talking about how we've got to go to war over there. Who is John Bolton? He's a member of a group called the New, the New American Century. I believe it's the Council for a New American Century. But look up John Bolton, New American Century, on your internet. You'll find he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's part of this neoconservative movement that wants to plunge America into another great war over there. They were behind the war with Iraq. They were behind the war with Afghanistan, and now, of course, the project for the New American Century is the name for it. The project for the New American Century. Go to your internet, look up Project for the New American Century, John Bolton, and then just simply write in John Bolton, war with Iran, and he's pushing it today, just as they were pushing it a decade ago. They were pushing it back probably about 1998. They wanted to get us into a war over there at that time. They wanted to get us into this war. What you're seeing is long-range planning by a group of very, what I feel is very evil people. Most of them are not Jewish. Most of them, many of them are Council on Foreign Relations people. But they're intent upon taking us into a war, and that war could be a disaster for Israel. I mean, it probably will not affect us, although it may, but there's no question it will have a devastating effect on Israel. Wouldn't you agree, Barry?
Yeah, but I'm going to interview you now.
All right, fine.
What's the purpose? What does America gain in this American century?
Well, basically, I believe these are evil and wicked people. I believe that they really want to plunge the America into a war with that area. They want America to dominate the Middle East. They want to control that part of the world. They want America to control the whole world. Basically, we have our troops, as you know, stationed in 130 nations. We have certainly between 800 and 900 military bases throughout the world. What in heaven's name are we doing with military troops stationed in 130 nations? The whole plan is that they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. These people have no loyalty at all to the United States. Their loyalty is to this international stream. And this is an age-old plan. It's been around for at least 3,000 years. We have a book written by a man named Manly Palmer Hall, who is basically a Satanist. He wrote a book called The Secret Destiny of America. It's available from Radio Liberty, but it's on our research list. We do not put it in our regular catalog for fear we'd be criticized, but you can get it The Secret Destiny of America and Manly Palmer Hall will tell you that for 3,000 years there's been this plan where secret societies have been working to bring about world democracies. For 3,000 years, and they're working today, and one of those organizations, modern organizations, Sydney, related to these ancient organizations, it is the Project for the New American Century. It overlaps with the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateralists, Bilderbergers, Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Club of Rome. They're all parallel organizations. The Bohemian Grove, the Skull and Bones, the Theosophists, the Rosicrucians, the Masons, all of them want to bring about this world government. And the question is, who's going to be in control? They may even quibble over who's going to be in control, but that's the goal. And they're working behind the scenes, and most people have no idea. Their plan is to plunge the world into another horrible world, in my estimation, with the Muslim world, plunge America and the West into a war with the Muslim world. We'll be back in just a moment. But it'll be a disaster for Israel. Barry, you go right ahead. You've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, then we'll let you.
Well, I'm
going to
let you. What are these 12,000?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
If it does come about that God would protect the Israeli people, because certainly if there's a war over there, it'll simply not be Iran and Hezbollah attacking Israel. Why, of course, you'll see all of these countries, these so-called liberated countries, and we're talking about Tunisia and Libya and Egypt and Syria, all attacking Israel along with Iran. If we attack Iran, it will unite the Muslim world against Israel and, of course, against America. Well, I'm going to ask you to pray for Barry Shammers, to pray for his provision and pray that he'll get feeling better. But I think what you heard tonight, if you're not acquainted with the Sabbatean and Frankish movement, is vitally important. And I hope you want to look into this. And Sydney, Barry's written several books on this. Go to your search engine, type in Barry Shammers, and then, of course, get his books on the labor Zionists. And you may very well want to get the book by Ben Hecht on perfidy. You want to get the Eugene Black's book on the transfer agreement. And you say, I've never heard of these things before. Of course you haven't. The media is controlled in America by six major corporations, and the last thing they want is for the American people to get the truth. What you need to do is read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. What you need is to hear my talk on Iraq, the untold story, because it goes in the background of all the wars, and you want to get the syllabus that goes with that. You want to get my DVD, The World Revolution, and the book that goes with that. It's called Memoirs. It's written by David Rockefeller. And of course, David Rockefeller tells how his daughters go down to visit with Fidel Castro. Why would David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro? And why would Fidel come up to visit David Rockefeller?